It's time now for this week's edition of the Elkin Valley Trails Association Report, and it's brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. Let's go to the phone and talk to Dr. Bill Blackley. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Joel. I'm doing great.
All right. What have you got?
Get out on the trails.
Yeah. What have you got in store for it?
And they're putting in the new gong, and you fellas and gals and fellas out there will really enjoy this. Out beyond the second bridge up on the right, you'll see a walkway and a path. Don't ring it tonight. Today, they're going to just pour the cement around the base of it, but it should be unwired and ready to go sometime in about a day, probably a day, to get the cement to set. I know whenever the signs say you can ring, and give it a ring, but it's sort of combination of work between Haskell Watson, Bob Hillier, Joe Mickey, Will Gwynn, a bunch of the teamwork players out there, giving us something else to ring the bell about. You go out and ring either one of the two gongs that are out there now. This is a really different design. I think people enjoy seeing it. So also people might have noticed that there's a cluster of trees that actually fell into the creek above the second bridge. People ask about that. We've got a plan to work on getting that cleared out. So if you want to see a bunch of trees falling in the river or how it's washing out the bank, that's interesting. Up above the second bridge. You'll notice over the next probably week, you'll notice the water behind the Shoe Factory Dam is going to be going down. Robert Fuller and Adam McComb at the Recreation Department working on a plan to remove some of that metal that was created the flume blockage on the right-hand side where the water's coming through, and then let the water get down low enough so they can see what they need to do to put a permanent fix in there. The flood really just bent the steel. It's pretty darn amazing. Lots of things are going on right now. A lot of granite dust was put down the last few days. We're fixing some drainage areas up out on the trail under the 268 bridge. A lot of people to thank. Mike Reeves and Johnny Hopkins, who helped cut up a big tree for us on the trail. Maintenance is always ongoing. Will Gwynn, Bob Hilliard, of course, I mentioned them before, and Hassel Watson. His team were working on the gong, and Joe's been out. Mickey has been out planting new trees. You can see them tagged. There's some strawberry trees and then red buds out on the trail, new trees out on the trail. So Adam McComb, Robert Fuller, of course, been working to help us. Ken Green has been helping out doing trail construction and repair. Adam Miley. Jan Gillum, Sam Boer is working on a project with a potential plan for a spray park at some point, along with the trails and but with the VFW. Mary Shepherd's been out working on the trail this last week. Mark Combs enjoyed meeting up with Cassius Stanley and his team in Jonesville. We're working on some ideas about how to link the two sets of trails. So if you live in Jonesville and you know Cassius and you want to help him, help out that we're doing some volunteer work over there, get in touch with Cassius. We got a big need coming up on the weekend of the wine festival. That's the 20th. We need a couple of people to man water stations for the Yadkin Valley Tour de Vino road bicycle ride. You can contact me or Rob Liberal to get in touch with us on the Facebook or you can call me at 835-4630 if you're interested in manning a station. It takes about 3 hours. Everything's set up for you, the tables, the water, and all that. But we're just trying to help riders on the Tour de Vino. Let me know if you're interested or less website or Facebook. Big shout-out to Don Pickett. He's helping us with some drainage issue. Ken and Patricia Nix and D. Neal have been actively working on projects with the trail this week. The 13th, the Boy Scouts. And if you'd like to join us as an adult to help lead the Scouts and the Scouters on a work day, we're going to work out beyond the second bridge, cross Crooked Creek, and working up towards the hand-laid rock dam beside the Elkin Creek. So that's 8:45 this coming Saturday morning, May the 13th, at the Elkin Parks and Recreation Building down there by the train smokestack. Bring clothing and equipment, gloves, hat. Might be a little raining. Bring a rain jacket and a shovel. And you can, a heavy hoe would be great. We'll have tools out there, so if you don't have any tools, just come and we'll get you a tool. But we're going to work on a new one-mile section of trail. It's breaking brand-new trail, so that'll be a lot of fun. How am I doing for time?
We're doing great. We've got about 1 minute.
Okay. Big thanks out to Jonathan Isaacs. We've pretty well finished the trail between Brookfall Dairy Road and Carter Mill Road coming over from Grassy Creek. And Jonathan has given us permission to start the section of trail along his property along with Harold Combs. So we're moving up towards Benz Road with that project sometime in the next month or two. We're also working with folks and making some progress towards getting the trail up towards Carter Falls. We're excited about that. If you're interested in volunteering, you can get on the ElkinValleyTrails.org and sign up as a volunteer and let us know. And we're excited. That's about what I've got to say.
You got it, buddy. All right, Dr. Bill Blackley, folks, with this week's Elkin Valley Trails Association report brought to you by Salem Oral Surgery. We'll see you on a trail soon, buddy. See you, bye.
Yeah, okay.
Salem Oral Surgery, with offices in Elkin and in Winston-Salem, reminds you the first step towards a beautiful, healthy smile is simply to schedule an appointment. Give Dr. Jim Walter or Dr. Jason Ringeman a call at 835-5006. That's 835-5006. And learn more about Salem Oral Surgery online at somfs.com. For Salem Oral Surgery.